The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Joining us right from the get-go is a former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob, how are you? He's waiting. He is in our virtual green room, and we'll get to him in just a second. Big news today, and the perfect time to talk to Bob, because Governor Kasich decides enough is enough. So let's go to Bob Ney. Bob, how about Kasich and what happens now? Obviously, the last domino fell. The last Trump rival, if you could say that, is out. Are you surprised Kasich decided I'm done?
Well, actually, Kate, I was surprised Cruz finished so fast. I knew he was going to get out, but I didn't expect it last night. Kasich, I kind of thought it would happen in the next couple of days because I think the tweet from the Republican National Committee chairman had a lot to do with it, where he said, you know, Donald Trump is the presumed, you know, presumptive nominee. And then advisors, and I found out from friends, you know, I'm an Ohioan and I know Kasich well, and I found out from friends that advisors went to him and a group of close advisors and thought it was best that he dropped out.
Yeah, and you could tell he really kind of wanted, I thought, that he really wanted to stay in, but I think, I actually think it's the smart move. What do you think?
Oh, I think it is, because remember what they've all been saying this entire time. I mean, back from Santorum and Huckabee and the famous 16, they all said one-on-one against Trump, if everybody would get out, they would win. They all said that. Well, now it was one-on-one against Trump. And in the next 13 days, there were going to be five primaries, Kate. So the first primary that Kasich would go down, and then the next one, you know, it just would be disastrous. So it was just better to get out now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. So what does this mean for Trump? This is it. He's the guy, right?
This is it, Donald Trump. I mean,
oh, my gosh.
Now, if you play back, you and I need to be... We need to replace all those pundits months ago. And in fact, on Ellen Ratner's website, I predicted that Trump would be the nominee. But it is hard to believe Donald Trump is he's the nominee. That's it.
Wow.
It's like something a movie will be made out of years from now, where somebody goes into a coma and when they wake up, they'll say, well, you might as well just tell me Donald Trump was president.
Yeah, and he was. So how about that? I mean, I don't know. So now it comes down to Bernie Sanders, too. And does he play let's make a deal, or what happens in the Sanders scenario since, I mean, again, with the way the delegates are, they split, he and Hillary do. But still, he has all these fans. And I don't know, is that the engine that's just going to keep going?
Oh, yes. As I have said consistently on your show, Bernie Sanders, if he doesn't win another state, which he will win some more states, he won't stop. He will go all the way into Philadelphia for several reasons. He's causal. He has all these millions of people behind him. He's leading a progressive cause. If he gets out of the race right now, Hillary Clinton immediately moves to the middle, and he knows that. And the Democratic platform, he won't have that much pull with it. So, yes, Kate, he's in there. And, you know, Kentucky's coming up. West Virginia, he's going to win it. And then he's looking towards, you know, he wants the grand prize of California. So it's going to be fascinating. And it's a tough week for Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's a judge, frankly, that's making some decisions which are shocking me, but in the email case. And that's going to add to her woes.
Yeah, absolutely. And we still don't know the end of that saga, really.
Well, you know, this judge he's indicated in writing that, first of all, this conservative Judicial Watch advocacy group can actually depose six of the staffers around Hillary Clinton that were at the State Department and her personal staffer. And then he wrote in there, and he may reserve the right to have Hillary Clinton herself become a witness to be deposed. Now, that could happen in the next after the next 60 days. In fact, he mentioned that, a federal judge. It's almost like there's a trial going on, but there's not. Kate is kind of the weirdest thing legally I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hey, let's bounce back to Trump for a second. Now that it is Trump, it's about the VP. Who's going to be the VP? Nikki Haley? Is it going to be Kasich? Is it going to be Cruz? I mean, who is it?
Well, Nikki Haley already said she won't, you know, take it. And then I'm thinking, you know, I'm sorry, but it just pops in my mind, Lying Ted, Little Marco. I don't go to their names, but I go to their nicknames.
Right.
And even Trump himself laughed when he was on television and they said, oh, it would be Big Donald and Little Marco. And he even laughed at that. So, you know, after all of this, possibly, I mean, Marco Rubio could be in contention. I mean, he could be one of them. They're going to start the hunt. Dr. Carson's been made head of the VP selection committee.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes, Dr. Carson.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It is.
Yeah.
This is
fun because now the next thing is who's the VP. What about Sarah Palin? He's tight with Sarah Palin.
No. Even Donald Trump cannot survive. Even Donald Trump, he survived the Pope, a lot of things, JFK assassination comment. He cannot survive if they had Sarah Palin. That won't happen.
All right, so no Sarah Palin. I love it. No. Bob, always great to speak with you and have you on the show. Thanks so much. So Bob Ney, again, he's right. He and I have been talking now for the last couple of years, and when Trump jumped in, we both said, oh, you know, we kept saying, this thing is for real. And he kept talking about the people he knew on the Hill that were saying, I mean, even the most liberal of people that were saying, listen, this is a guy you want to take seriously. Even Ellen Ratner said that, where there's more steam in this engine. This is a guy that could hang around all the way through. And sure enough, he's the guy. I mean, how about that? Donald Trump is the nominee for the Republicans. I mean, that's that. And now it's a question of who's the running mate? What happens in the general? How now he's positioned for running the race right this second. Is it, if it's Hillary Clinton or whoever it is, now it's about the other team specifically. 100% about the other team, attacking the Democrats, their policies, Hillary Clinton, whoever it would be. And that's where the focus will be. One governor who said she was behind Donald Trump 100% was Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon. Some people are saying, what about Mary Fallon? Would she be a good choice? Would she be somebody that would jump on this if she was offered the chance? I don't know. It's going to be interesting because I guarantee there is a selection committee, as Bob said, but he's going to have a lot of say in who that person is. And there are some interesting options, including the opposition in the Republican Party that he's been squaring off with. Would he really go to a Marco Rubio or a Ted Cruz? What do you think? Let us know this hour, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
We got a rock at the government center. A major secondary feel better when they put the stamps on the ledgers. And they got a lot of great debts and shares. At the government center, we got to make the secretary.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0. That's 1-800-900-0684.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
And drank in bars and drank their cars round lampposts. The posters whisper, think before you drink.
I think there's some people in the Republican Party that are hearing this band in their ear. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As always, what a pleasure to have Michael Daugherty on this show. He's a senior writer for Cyber Defense Mag. He's a board member at Snoop Wall. I mean, the list goes on and on. He's the author of a fabulous book. I couldn't put it down. The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. In fact, I read the book, and that's the first time that I had Michael on the show and was introduced to him, and I think he's just fabulous. And what a perfect time to have him on with this cruise thing. And then, of course, now we have Kasich. Michael, thanks so much for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
I mean, who wouldn't stay up late to listen to that beautiful introduction? Thank you very much. And can I do one more quick brag thing you don't know yet?
Sure.
This week's Business Week has done a profile on me and my fight with the feds, long-form journalism, 3,500 words, mainstream media.
Wow.
So just Google, LabMD, Bloomberg, Business Week, FTC, and you'll really learn a lot, folks. As she did, this reporter, instead of working 4 seconds, worked over 4 months on the story, and it's a really great. It'll teach you how they work behind the mask of DC. I think it's real important to see that.
Yeah, and you talked about that so many times with us. I can't wait to read it. So that's terrific. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And anything to get the word out, of course. Cruz decides that's it after a crazy cockamamie week. Were you shocked at some of the moves that they pulled in Indiana?
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's almost like I'm used to the craziness now, right? Like crazy is the new normal. And
right.
So nothing surprises me. I actually, you know, I had the luxury and the luck of meeting Ted Cruz before he was a senator. So I've known him, not super closely, but I certainly have met him on several occasions, have many conversations with him. And I think he's a great guy. He is an introvert. I think people don't really get to know him. The campaign trail is not his natural place to build relationships. He's 45 years old. He is a brainiac. He is brilliant in his knowledge of the Constitution, and he is passionate about the country. So I respect the fact of when he left and how he left. In spite of what went on that day, he rose above it for the country, I think. And so, you know, that's great, because we have to now take a breather and let's stop attacking our family members here, and let's just pull back a little bit and reflect, because we actually have a little bit of time now, and I think it's important.
Yeah, and so one of the decisions that's going to be made is who is the VP. What would your choice be? Who do you think is going to be on that list?
Well, he's probably going to have Marco Rubio on the list. And that's, you know, it's fine. I think Marco's a real extremely talented guy. I don't know if he'll have Ted Cruz on the list. I don't know if Ted Cruz and Ted Cruz's big picture mission would consider it. You know, it seems like Trump is, ironically, has to walk this balance of not suddenly becoming an insider. He's going to start taking contributions, which he hasn't done. You know, he's going to have to pull back the rhetoric now and build bridges. I mean, this was such a rip apart primary within the party. I mean, it was just, just tough. And a lot of people are just scared for their jobs, and that's their problem if they're feeding off the machine, and that's a good thing. But I'm hard pressed to know who he's gonna do. I hope he doesn't go crazy like McCain and throw some Hail Mary pass and get some unknown crazy person in there. And I really probably could do fine without seeing Sarah Palin for a while.
Yeah, everybody's wondering that. Yeah, no question.
Yeah. So I think it's safe that would be Marco. We'll see what happens. I don't think it would. I think it'd be a smart move. I mean, Marco is, he'd be a good bridge builder. But we'll see where he goes.
Yeah, but it'll be interesting to watch it. There's no question about that. On the other side of it, so now it's regroup and just focus on the Democrats, right?
Well, and let's just, have we totally forgot that they've got problems? Hillary just didn't even campaign in Indiana. What, ran one commercial maybe? Suddenly she's so far behind. I mean, she's been so presumptive nominee the whole time, she's forgot to run the campaign, and the Democrats have got a big problem. We just don't get as much information in the media about it. But look at them, how they're, you've got some, both extremes are throwing big temper tantrums right now. Big. You know, and they're all threatening to take their toys and go home. That can help Trump. Because if people just plain don't show up on the left for the polls, she's in trouble, because she is not, her likability isn't so great. And she's not as shrewd as Donald Trump. So it's very interesting over there.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Would you have predicted this 2 years ago?
Not in a million years. I mean, I would have thought, all I want to do every day was say, please, dear Lord, let's not blow 2016. Let's learn from 2012 and pay attention to technology and listening to the constituents. And if we win the Senate, let's reward the grassroots for all their efforts. And look what happened.
Yeah, wow. Insane.
We win the Senate, they dog everybody in the grassroots movement, and now we've got this huge temper tantrum. Really, quite frankly, don't understand why. Liberals must be never happy about anything, no matter what, because it's not like Obama has been Mr. Middle of the Road. But they're still furious. So those people, there's never making them happy.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with it. Well, Michael, thanks again so much for coming on, and we'll check your article out, the article that was written about you in Business Week. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Good talking to you. Have a good evening.
Yeah. You too. Always good to talk to Michael Dougherty. So you heard him there say that he's right. What does the scenario look like? And we keep hearing Marco Rubio a lot more. So is it going to be Marco Rubio? And how do you feel about Rubio as the VP helping the ticket or not? I think he doesn't hurt the ticket, that's for sure. And I don't see Ted Cruz in that role. I don't. I do see it more as Marco Rubio. Think of Florida. Think of the significance. Think of, you know, Hispanic roots, all of that. And maybe. But I'll tell you the person who I think really wants it, and I think it's Chris Christie. And that's why we've seen Chris Christie standing behind Donald Trump. Or he wants something in Trump's administration, thinking Trump will get it. Maybe it's attorney general. That kind of makes more sense. But there's something there when it comes to Chris Christie, or he wouldn't be around Trump, especially in the beginning, a couple of those times when, you know, a month ago, he wouldn't have been around him if there wasn't some kind of bait, if there wasn't something on the table as a possibility for Chris Christie. And this is part of what also happens behind the scenes. Yes, if we win, we win. They don't even say if. When we win, here's who I'd like to be in the cabinet. You know, you have all those ambassador spots. There's a lot of cherry picking that the president can actually do and appoint. You know, that whole thing of I serve at the pleasure of the president. So there are positions to be doled out. And which direction does Donald Trump go in? I mean, who says in some of these positions, he certainly doesn't have to go for career politicians, he'll go for supporters of his, you know, whoever they may be in his life. It could be somebody like that, where he wants to put, you know, bestow upon them something that they wouldn't have necessarily gotten, because that's what happens in those positions in government. Once you're there, especially, like I said, as president, you have the appointments that you make, and that has to be part of the process, too. It may be down the lane, but there are people that you talk to, and there are promises that are made. Hey, help me campaign. Somebody that has some leverage, somebody that can help Donald Trump somewhere, that's part of the maneuvering. And that's why I think Chris Christie and some of the other folks that we've seen popping their heads up. So watch as we watch who the people are around Donald Trump when you see him making speeches. When there weren't a lot of people endorsing him, but there were a few. And look into those crowds and see if you recognize anyone. And that's a good hint as to who may end up in some of these favored spots. Let's put it that way. Hey, when we come back on the flip side, you know, it's about the numbers and nothing like another edition of We Can Count. And boy, oh boy, there is some interesting numbers, that's for sure, including a few sad ones. Hang out with us, won't you?
No matter what you are, I will always be with you.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued.
Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The name, who appeared on Catfish, popular show, dead at the age of 23. Wow, 23 is so young. She was on that huge hit. It was an MTV show, and she was part of it in 2013. She died in Hoover, Alabama. They say they responded to a 911 call. The first responders did, after midnight on April 30th at the apartments, and she was found not breathing. So several of her friends were with her in the apartment at the time of the incident. They made the emergency call. In all likelihood, what is being said, the county coroner's office is looking, of course, into her death, or they're doing the autopsy. They say in all likelihood it's due to a drug overdose and is being investigated in that direction. And she was pretty darn popular because I remember her name. And when I saw that pop up, I immediately knew it. So, boy, oh, boy, that's just absolutely a surprise, I think, for some. It really exploded in the Twittersphere. There were a lot of pictures of her up all over the place that they were shocked. Again, 23 is very, very young. Speaking of death and drugs and addictions and whatnot, Prince, they're saying Prince has had a complicated history with painkillers, and that's now part of the conversation. I don't know that we're necessarily, any of us are massively surprised by that either, but in investigating, you know, like a former attorney for two of Prince's siblings, they say they definitely have revealed that he had an addiction to Percocet decades before his death, before they found him in the elevator in his home, Paisley Park. And the day before he died, his team, we'll call them, called an opioid addiction specialist in California. They were trying to get some serious help for him, and it just didn't happen. It didn't happen quickly enough. And they were talking to him about entering treatment for pain management and potential addiction issues. So they had started to work on this plan, but by the time the specialist arrived at the singer's complex on the morning of the 21st, it was too late. So he and that's what happened. He and two Prince representatives found him in the elevator. So it's ironic that Andrew Cornfield, his name is, was the one who called 911, because he was there to try to rescue him from the whole painkiller thing and get him help. But like I said, it was too late. So now it's about pain, how much medicine he took, Percocet, all of that, the addiction issues that come up for a lot of people when they're in pain, frankly, and they just want the pain to go away. And however long that continues, then that addiction gets more and more powerful over you. As we know, we've had plenty of people on this show to talk about that. So the Trump saga, Prince saga continues in a different direction, because there's still those conversations about the will. And now there is also, of course, the conversations about the specifics of his death and what people knew, or, you know, what they thought they knew. And here it was that he was trying to solve that terrible, terrible addiction, but it was just too late. How about this story? Ted Cruz, one of the Ted Cruz donors, sat on $9 million in a super PAC. Toby Neubauer is the guy's name, is part of this story, made some big headlines last year by donating $10 million to a pro-Ted Cruz super PAC. He's taking $9 million of it back. The Texas energy investor and son of retiring Congressman Randy Neubauer ran Keep the Promise 2, one of several pro-Cruz super PACs under the Keep the Promise umbrella. But despite pleas from fellow Cruz backers throughout the campaign, he never followed through with big spending to help the senator against Donald Cruz, only spending $1 million of the $10 million investment. So, how about that? That's like, okay, I was going to gamble it all, but luckily I held some back. So with these unspent funds, I can take it back because it's my money. $10 million, and I've only spent, how much of it? $1 million of it. That's a good thing, because I don't care what kind of money they threw into those commercial spots in Indiana, especially. It would not have made a difference. I really don't believe it would have made any kind of a difference whatsoever. I want to throw in some sports for you. In the world of hockey, they're in the playoffs. The sport is, and the Penguins are capitalizing on Washington. 3-2 was the final in overtime, so the Penguins have a 3-1 edge in that series. And then the Cleveland Cavaliers put on what could only be called a clinic as they schooled the Hawks 123-98. It's incredible. They made 25, and I thought I was misunderstanding this at first. They made 25 threes. So that's an NBA record. 25 threes. Pretty darn amazing. That's a lot. That's a lot of shots to drop. And then I wonder why it's a record. Going to be tough for somebody else to beat that. I mean, seriously tough. All right, I want to mention this too. David Ortiz, a.k.a. Big Poppy, got the Red Sox off the schneid. They beat the White Sox 5-2, but it was his 509th home run and three RBIs that made him the hero of the game. And he is, boy, he's just that guy. If you want someone to have that moment at bat, it's him. Every single time, even if he goes in a little bit of a slump, he always emerges huge and chips away at leads. He is absolutely incredible. All right, one more sports thing that I'll mix in here because numbers like this are fun. Nike first signed, I was reading the story today, Nike first signed Michael Jordan to a deal, an endorsement deal, 30 years ago. But there's massive debate over who deserves credit for that signing. Jordan's agent during his playing days decided he was going to throw in his two cents. He says Michael Jordan is the only one who deserves credit for signing with Mikey. That was David Falk, who represented Jordan in contract and marketing negotiations. Falk bristled at some of the comments from Sonny Vaccaro, the former Nike marketer who told the Brown and Scoop podcast that he deserved most of the credit for the Jordan signing. But apparently not. There was even a 30 by 30 documentary called Soul Man that focuses on Vaccaro. Jordan himself minimized his contributions in comments made in September when the film debuted. So I don't know who wants to take credit for his airness. I mean, Michael Jordan took the Nike deal, which was what, $500,000 a year for 5 years? And stock options, think about that. That was counting them. And Jordan, if Jordan didn't sell $4 million worth of shoe by the third year, if he didn't do that, Nike had the right to cancel the deal. Nike sold $70 million worth of Air Jordans in the first 2 months on sale in 1985. That's how I couldn't not give you those numbers. Is that not incredible? $70 million in 2 months. And still, anything with Jordan on it. The Jordan brand generates at least $2.5 billion, and that's billion in sales for Nike. And they expect the franchise to be worth $4.5 billion in annual sales by 2020. So there's a guy who transcended the sport, and we know that. People know who Michael Jordan is, even if they're not fans of the great game of basketball. Because he transcended the sport. He was Jordan or Michael, and you knew exactly who people were talking about when they said that name. He was just that good. The governor of Ohio decided to drop out of the presidential race for governor on the Republican side, and to some, it was surprising. They had hoped that he would stick in there and there could be something that could topple the apple cart, so to speak, and Donald Trump would have to deal with it. But that did not, of course, take place. He saw the handwriting on the walls, and he did a 15-minute, there's your number, speech. Thanked his wife, family, staff, volunteers, what you do, you know. He was the underdog. There's no question about it. Good for him for hanging around for a while, though. That's it for We Can Count.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia? It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Once again, the mailbag is full. The new reality, no Cruz, no Kasich, only Trump. He is the nominee. Kasich just makes it official, not that he really had much to go on, but it means that there is nobody else. It's all about who's the VP going to be and just what the convention's going to look like. And it is true, it is real. Donald Trump is no longer all about the you're fired. He's about the can I get hired? Can he be the next president? The answer is he can. How about will he be the next president? Many of you were pondering that question. So on that note, let's check the mail. He has Larry.
You have mail, mistress.
Exactly. We are all under the weather. Let's go to Faith. And Faith says, Kate, my name, despite having that name, I have no faith. I'm sorry. How can my fellow Republicans really honestly say that they support Donald Trump? It's such a joke. He's so arrogant, pompous, a windbag. And just because he has money, idiots around the country fall at his feet. I bet there's some people that have some wild stories about Donald Trump. In fact, we've probably heard many of them already. I think he'd make a lousy president. I think he's lame. I think this is brutal. And I cannot believe this is the Republican nominee. Call me crazy, but isn't there anyone better out there? How did this happen? Because people like Donald Trump. He went out and said, I'm going to make America great again. And everybody wants to hear, I'm going to make America great again. And who knows, right? First step, he's got to knock out the competition, if that is in fact Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or whoever it is. But he's got that clear path. That's it. You know, you either vote Republican and you vote Donald Trump, or you do not vote or vote for someone, the Democrat. And I'll tell you, it's going to be really, really interesting. Here's another one about that. This one from Norman. Hi, Kate. I listen to the show a bunch. I'm now suddenly on the third shift, and you really keep me awake. You make me laugh. Really, really, absolutely love it. I wish you all the best. The Donald Trump scenario is just a sad, sad one to me. I know that there are career politicians that are buffoons, and they take advantage of eating too much from the trough, and they don't do the things they say they're going to do and represent the people the way they should really represent them. But we got to have somebody in the Republican ranks that's a lot better than Donald Trump. It just goes to show you, when you keep thinking you're getting a job from Washington, be careful what you wish for. You never know who could possibly run and get enough votes and then be in that position where they have to be president. You would think a guy like Donald Trump, who likes to make deals, wouldn't want to be president. What would be in it for him, I guess, other than pure power, to be the guy that everybody has to kiss his ring, so to speak? Otherwise, I can't imagine what's in it for Donald Trump. Well, you said it, pure power. I mean, listen, to be the leader of the free world, that's a powerful thing. To be the president of the United States, we're not talking about the president of some country club. We're talking about the president of the United States of America. There is some potency to that, absolutely. And anybody who says they have no ego and it has nothing to do with power, they are lying, because you don't get into that position by not having the chops. And a little bit of the chops means you have a little bit of a chip. So I think that is got to be part of the attraction. I can't imagine that it wouldn't be part of the attraction for Donald Trump. And I would just love to be a fly on the wall, and I've said this before, to hear what the real Republicans are saying behind the scenes about this Trump situation. Because this is it. I mean, this is the real deal, and it's not going away. So he's the guy. And that means they got a deal. You know, they got a deal with Trump. And what is that going to be like? And who's going to be the VP, by the way? Is it going to be Marco Rubio? Reince Priebus, this is the time for him to stress out. He was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and, you know, he holds the keys to the kingdom in some ways. And a conversation with him off the record would be, I think, really, really interesting. Although, because I'm sure he knows the way the world is in the 140-character land, he's probably very, very careful about what he chooses to say and who he chooses to say it to. So there you go. All right, this one is from Chuck, listening to us in Ottumwa, Iowa. Kate, I don't know if you know this or not, and perhaps you already do know this. Did you hear the story about the guy who found the McDonald's hamburger in a coat pocket that had been tucked away for 15 years, and the burger looked exactly like a McDonald's burger today? You would eat it. You could eat it. What does that say about food choices? Yeah, that's the scary thing, isn't it? People say that all the time about the French fries. But the French fries, if you look at them, they look the same. You could put the French fries wherever for a year, and you come out to the kitchen or wherever, and you would see the same. They look the same. So what preservatives, what's in there that makes them last as long as they do? And then think about yourself and how many times you've eaten that. Think about one of those starving days, like a bad day. I'm going to go through McDonald's. I'm going to get a giant vanilla shake, fries, and a Big Mac. And forget the whole calorie thing and all that stuff. But what's in that food that you're consuming. What's in that food? All right, this one's from Casey, who says, "Hi, Kate. Hillary Clinton, do you think she makes it to the end of the game, or do you think she gets cut off before she even has a chance to get the nomination?" I think she makes it to the end of the game, but I think they better not be cavalier about it, because definitely this is only the beginning of May. Advantage Republicans, because they're going to take these next 2 months and really go after the Democrats. And I don't think Hillary Clinton can take Bernie Sanders that lightly either. She needs those millennial votes. She needs as many votes as she can get, not just thinking I can rely on the same people that say they're supporting me. So I think there is a danger to complacency. You're around certain people and they tell you how great you are and, oh, don't worry, oh, gosh, look at this crowd, oh, look what people are saying. And you're winning the delegates anyway. So you get a little... full of yourself and think, I don't need to campaign here, or I don't need to do that, or I don't need to worry about that. But in fact, that's when you're most vulnerable and it's the most dangerous. Definitely. Let's go to another one. This one from Carl in Dallas. Kate Delaney, we all miss you. When you were on the ticket, I thought you were really, really cool. Did you see the Johnny Manziel story that he got booked in the domestic violence case? Is that a shocker to you or not? I have to say it wasn't much of a shocker to me. No, it's not a shocker, so it'd be interesting to see what the evidence specifically said. And in his mugshot, he was so smug. He was just smiling. He was booked. He posted bond in that case one day before he faces his first court hearing. Manziel's attorney, Robert Hinton, said that the 23-year-old quarterback presented himself for booking in a mugshot, no problem. Police in Highland Park, which of course is an incredibly wealthy Dallas enclave that's separate from the city, released the mugshot on Wednesday afternoon. So it makes sense that he would go there, because it would be much easier to take whatever was going on in Highland Park. I'm sure he has friends in that area. He faces a Class A misdemeanor, carries up to a year in jail, and a $4,000 fine. So he's expected to appear briefly before a Dallas judge on Thursday, and we'll see how that goes for him. Because it's a first-time offense, I would say there's a good chance that he'll be able to weather that storm. But it depends on what the evidence is. If the evidence is really, really nasty, look out. It might be a couple of really long days for Manziel, and then even more afterwards. Remember, you can always hit us up at americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.